This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Let's get to NFL Zigzag. We do it every Wednesday at 6:45, so run a little bit late here.
Let's go!
We'll start in the 305 and on this show called Dirt and Sprague, where I asked Mike Silver why Mike McDaniel, who he has written about in his new book, The Why Is Everything, by the way, really fun interview. He had some really good stuff in there. Why Mike McDaniel can't figure this out without Tua, and this was his response.
The struggles are brutal, and this happens in the NFL. I will say this. Mike McDaniel made his bones on the running game. He was the run game genius, and to his credit, when he got the Dolphin job and really looked at Tua, he saw that Tua had a superpower that was untapped and went the other way. They traded for Tyreek Hill. They had Waddle. They got speed, and built it around the deep ball and what Tua does well, which is an example of how these guys are creative and open to innovating and pliable and, you know, bend their system to fit the talents of their players. So that's all great, and that's all detailed in the book. I know he wishes he had a switch right now that's like, okay, but that run game stuff, that magic, I wish I just instilled it a little more. And probably, you know, they wish that the backup quarterback situation had been a little more solidified. So I think he's learning a hard lesson that so many NFL head coaches have learned, which is, you know, when you don't have the quarterback, it is really, really hard no matter what you call. I do think he'll fight his way out of it because I know him well, but book release day just today. I needed the 70-point game to be last night, not last year.
Dirt zigger zag. Mike McDaniel will figure this out.
I'm gonna zag on that. I don't know where the hope or an optimism would come from. Now, to be fair to him, we have seen seasons like this happen. Kyle Shanahan had a year where all of his quarterbacks went down and they ended up with a top five draft pick and they were terrible. We've seen it in L.A. The year that Stafford went down, was that after the Super Bowl when he got hurt, or 2 years later? And you had to have the Baker Mayfield year and all those different, you know, Wolford or whoever else was playing for him, and they couldn't do a lot. So we've seen some good offensive-minded coaches that have fallen into this pit, at least for a year. There is no short-term solution to this, though. They don't even have 50 points on the year. That's bottom in the NFL. Their point differential is a minus 58. The closest to them and lowest point total is New England with 52. That tells you all you need to know. There's no quick fix to this. That offense sucks, and there's no hope.
Two quotes. We'll start with this one. I don't think we do a lot of different stuff. I watch football on Sundays, and I see a lot of teams mix it up. I don't think we do that, end quote. And the other quote is, quote, Rob and I have a great relationship. We have since day one when I got here, end quote. Those are the quotes of Garrett Wilson and Aaron Rodgers. Dirt! Vikings looking to go 5-0 overseas as they take on the Jets. Jets feel like they're... I feel like they're staring at a huge point in their season. So, zigger zag, this game will dictate the Jets' entire season.
I'm going to zig on this because there are not gimmies necessarily for them after this. I mean, you go to, you play the Vikings in London. If you lose this game, you're below 500. The next week, you're back at home against the Bills on Monday Night Football. Oof. The next week, you got to go to Pittsburgh. I believe that's a Sunday Night Football game where I know Pittsburgh's limited offensively, but that defense, when healthy, is as good as anybody in the league. And Rodgers is coming off getting banged up against a really good defense in Denver. So the next three games are brutally tough for them. Miami is a pushover in that division. New England's a pushover in that division. They've already played New England once, though, so you're limited in the games you have the rest of the way. I think this weekend's vitally important for them to bounce back from that bad loss, show that they can do it against a good team. Their two wins this year are against Tennessee and New England, two of the worst teams in the NFL.
Let's go here. ESPN, Marcus Spears saying this about one of the teams in the NFC.
Because I've been so enamored with the run game, and you hear Amon-Ra and you hear Laporte, but you talked to Patrick last night, you saw Jameson Williams. It was a two-headed monster in the backfield. Yes. We know about this offensive line. It was super impressive. If you can keep Jared Goff in that lane, I said it earlier today, I think this team can walk their way into the Super Bowl.
Dirt. Zigger zag, the Lions are the best team in the NFC.
I'm zagging on that right now. I'm zagging on that. I had to make a noise. Had to contemplate that one.
Yeah.
Can they be sure? But right now, I have to zag on that. Monday night was impressive. Let's also remember that the Seattle Seahawks essentially did not have a single starting defensive lineman available.
Okay.
They were playing with a bunch of backups. The weeks previous to that, they got beat at home by Tampa, who has the same record as them. So by that thought, shouldn't they give the credit to be the best team in the NFC? And the next week, they struggled with the Cardinals and barely won that game on the road. And the Cardinals are a bit of a dumpster fire right now. Detroit can get there. There's a ton of talent on that roster. Big one for them this weekend in Dallas, but I zag on that. Right now, no, not the best team.
To Vegas, where Devontae Adams was on with Kay Adams yesterday and said this.
All I can control is this talk we're having right here. And then after we're done with this, all I can control is the next thing that I'm on to. So I'm going to get up in a minute and get a nice workout in. And that's all I can control.
31 teams are about to go at 32, including there. You're just gonna. Here's the thing. You have the chance to shut the door, but it's not. This is what I'm hearing from Devontae. It's not about you. You are settled and you're on to the next. And there's a lot more going on. I hope we hear from your coach today.
Yeah, I do too.
Oh, and he will, because after that, about an hour and a half after that, he requested a trade. Devontae Adams wants out of the Raiders. Zigger zag, Dirt. As hard as it might be to say, because I thought about this yesterday, the Chiefs make the most sense to go after Devontae Adams in a trade.
They make the most sense, but I'll zag on any idea of that trade being done. Now, the Raiders are incompetent, so that is a great place to start this conversation.
I believe his contract expires at the end of the season.
Do you realize how stupid you would have to be? I don't care if they offer me one more first-round pick than anybody else. The optics of trading him in the division to a hated rival and watching him come back to your building later this year and have seven tutties because his quarterback is now Patrick Mahomes, you cannot do that. That's a fireable offense for anybody involved. I think this is going to end up being an NFC team that trades for him.
Oh.
Just because they're going to want to get him out of conference.
No Rodgers reunion, huh?
Maybe because they're in the AFC East, so that's a little bit easier, and I don't know if they play the rest of the year. Maybe I'm wrong on this because the Raiders are so incompetent. There's zero chance they trade him in the division. They can't do that, man. They can't.
You say an extra first. If that's what it is, they will trade him there.
Okay, watch him come back to your place while you're starting Gardner Minshew and going 3-13 and getting excited about drafting Shador Sanders while your head coach is liking Instagram posts about how the team should trade their best player. Or second best player, if you want to give that to Crosby.
I'd probably give it to Crosby.
Crosby
Adams
deserves
is awesome,
that.
But Crosby's awesome, too.
The other thing about Adams, though, is like I think if he goes someplace with a good quarterback, there's going to be that light bulb moment
he's going to hit it.
Oh, that's right. That
he
guy's
had it
really
weeks
good.
Ago.
He did. He had 100 yards against the Ravens.
And finally, last one here, zigger zag, pretty simple. Bo Nix is going to get his third straight win this weekend.
Okay, hold on. Let me check the schedule.
They play the team we just spoke about.
They play the Raiders?
At home.
I'm going to zag on that.
Oh.
I'm going to zag. Like
spot betting.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds dumb. I was listening to our buddy Costos yesterday. He said the Raiders' money line is his favorite bet of the year this week because it doesn't make any sense, and the Broncos are not good. And
eventually, the Broncos are going to look back and be the Broncos again. And
yes,
won't.
You're not going to win every game throwing negative 16 passing yards in three quarters. Where's Crosby at this week too? Like, if he's healthy,
my question: does Bo Nix finish the game at quarterback?
Yeah, that's a tough match. I'm going to zag on that.
All right, there we go. NFL Zig or Zag every Wednesday at 6:45.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.